This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Adventure of the Missing Three-Quarter by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. This book is read by Edward Raleigh.
We were fairly accustomed to receive weird telegrams at Baker Street, but I have a particular recollection of one which reached us on a gloomy February morning, some 7 or 8 years ago, and gave Mr. Sherlock Holmes a puzzled quarter of an hour. It was addressed to him and ran thus. Please await me. Terrible misfortune. Right wing three-quarter. Missing. Indispensable tomorrow.
Strand postmark and dispatched 10:36, said Holmes, reading it over and over. Mr. Overton was evidently considerably excited when he sent it, and somewhat incoherent in consequence. Well, well, he will be here, I dare say, by the time I've looked through the Times, and then we shall know all about it. Even the most insignificant problem would be welcome in these stagnant days.
Things had indeed been very slow with us, and I'd learned to dread such periods of inaction, for I knew by experience that my companion's brain was so abnormally active that it was dangerous to leave it without material upon which to work. For years I'd gradually weaned him from that drug mania which had threatened once to check his remarkable career. Now I knew that under ordinary conditions he no longer craved for this artificial stimulus, but I was well aware that the fiend was not dead, but sleeping, and I have known that the sleep was a light one, and the waking near, when in periods of idleness I have seen the drawn look upon Holmes's ascetic face, and the brooding of his deep-set and inscrutable eyes. Therefore, I bless this Mr.